Walter in the head coach's chair. We've got Craig Knapp occupying his normal seat on the couch. And we've got Eric Yoder, almost to stage two, closing in on REM sleep. But I'm with the coach, Josh Thompson, and anybody that thinks that it's an uptight coaching staff. Kids are in there shooting around, getting ready to go, and it's a pretty loose environment, Coach.
Yeah, you know, really feel like the kids are ready to go tonight. You know, we had a tough one this morning, but we knew it was going to be tough, and we knew that Evansville Dave was going to come and be ready to play. I didn't think that necessarily that the focus wasn't there all the time. It's just that we didn't do a very good job of finishing out possessions. And then we had some guys make some mental lapses at times, and that hurt us.
You know, one of the things you did mention this week before we get off day is with Noah Hoopman. You know, he's so effective in that paint. Had a triple-double today with those double-figure blocks. But it really allows their athletic guards to, you know, you throw those shell defense principles out the window, and they can really make it tough for shooters like Gabe Gladys to get any space.
Well, they can push out on guys because if they do get beat off the dribble, they're funneling guys into a guy that's 7'1" and got a big wingspan. So, yeah, it was kind of an odd team to go up against defensively because teams are not typically going to have that 7-footer protecting the rim. Tonight's basketball team that we're going to play is going to put a lot of pressure on us and get out in passing lanes as well. The nice thing that we don't have to worry about is going against that 7-footer.
Yeah, talk a little bit about Lanesville. Earlier today, they had a nice, kind of like our game. It ended up 55-46, but the game really wasn't that close. It was a two-point game. About a minute to go, they took a no, yes, mm-hmm. three to make it 49-44 and kind of salted it away at the free throw line. But this is a team, a lot of movement. They like to play fast, a little more dribble drive. What are you guys seeing with Lanesville?
Well, they do want to play fast, and they want to get defensive rebounds, and they want to get it out, and they want to go. And then in the half court, they do a tremendous job with their dribble movement, trying to beat guys off the dribble. But the other thing that we've noticed about them is they do a great job of moving without the basketball, so it's not your traditional dribble drive where guys are just standing in the corner waiting to receive passes. They got a lot of five out movement with it, and we're gonna have to make sure that we're doing a good job of having vision of our man and the ball, and then whenever they make back cuts or try to make face cuts, that we're physical with those cuts and we don't get beat.
Obviously, you know, you guys, there's going to be some things that you're gonna have to clean up before tonight. You know, here as we're getting ready for this, your walkthrough, shoot around, a little bit of film session. What are two or three key points you're going to emphasize to the guys before tonight?
Well, I think we have to do a tremendous job, like I said, of just being solid on the defensive end and not giving up a bunch of silly cuts, not giving up dribble penetration. And then when they shoot it, you know, they're shooting pretty well from the three-point line. They're getting about 30% of their points from the three-point line. But we got to make sure that we're doing a good job finishing out possessions, blocking out and rebound. We've seen several teams that played them this year that got out hustled, got out scrapped, where they got second and third chance opportunities. And then we got to keep them off the foul line, Mike. They're scoring 20% of their points at the free throw line as well. So we got to keep them off of that spot because they do shoot the ball pretty well from the free throw line.
All right, starters tonight, Coach?
We'll go the same way we have been all year. Bryson at the one, Gabe at the two, Isaac at the three, Ainsco at the four, and Keegan at the five.
All right, Coach, best of luck tonight. Hopefully I'm grabbing you on the floor with a microphone after a back-to-back regional championship win.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, Sparty basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikings getting ready to roll. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, I'll be joined by John Mullen on the pregame show. Bar Eve and Lanesville getting ready. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this timeout.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
And we are here, fans in the stands, Bar Eve getting ready to play in the regional championship game, Bar Eve in Lanesville.
and I am down here in the middle of the Viking VIP again. How are we feeling tonight?
Yes, sir.
So we've got, I mean, two of the Viking finest right here in the front row. We've got senior Jordan Graber. We've got senior Jake Sisko. And it is a red-out theme tonight. How did we come to that conclusion?
Well, I think we're doing this for Kendall Murphy, you know, just showing out for the community, showing some love.
And, Jordan, were you at the morning game or did you have a Donut Hill game?
I was at the morning game.
So what do we have to do better here tonight?
We got to beat him.
Boy, you are a man of no intelligent words whatsoever. So got some JV players here. We got Devin Kinney. And I know, Devin, you following a lot of hoops, and I know that a lot of surprises in the area today, including how hard the Vikings had to work to get here tonight.
Yeah, you were right. It was hard. It was a hard game. Don't fault Evans O'Day. They're a good team this year, and next year should be even better.
So tonight, what do the Vikings have to do better?
See a scoreboard up there. Got to get more points than they do for a win.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
that
is the key.
And also, it's going to help not having 7-1 in the mix today.
You are correct.
I mean, we're going to move on next to one of our finest exchange students, our friend from South Korea, Jiwon. Jiwon, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Don't be walking away. I mean, this is a big day. Have you ever seen a crowd like this at all?
No, our cheer block's pretty good, yeah, today.
So what do the Vikings need to do better here tonight?
Just beat them and get regional champions. That's good.
Yeah, your female fan section. Now we've got our other exchange student, Thomas from Norway. Thomas, are there athletic crowds like this for high school events in Norway?
Not at all. We don't have high school games like this. Not at all.
So the last couple of weeks when you've seen these crowds, Thomas, what have you been thinking?
This is America, basically.
For better or worse, right?
Yeah, it is really good.
So I've hit two of our exchange students, and Lorenzo's ran away. He's chickened out, I think. So, Thomas, what's the score going to be tonight?
I hope we're going to win by at least 10 over.
Hey, 10 would be fantastic, and for that I would give you a big thumbs up. So that's our exchange student from Norway, Thomas Solberg, of course, Jiwon Jang from South Korea. And Mr. Mullen, we've got two very special Viking fans here. We've got Daisy DeCourcy and we've got Claire Doyle, the principal's daughter. Who are we going for tonight, girls? So, who is your favorite player, Claire?
Probably Mr. O'Neill.
Mr. O'Neill. Daisy, who is your favorite player?
Keegan O'Neill
is your favorite player. What about Isaac? He's the one that comes over and plays with you sometimes.
Oh, yeah, better than Keegan O'Neill.
You like Keegan and Isaac? Who else do you like, Claire?
Josh Thompson.
Daisy, what do we call Josh Thompson at our house?
Josh.
Or? Tom's, right?
Tom.
Yeah. So, Claire, are we going to win tonight?
Yeah!
All right. Well, that's round one, fans in the stands. We're going to go ahead and take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll see who else we can grab. Bar Eve and Lanesville getting ready. Back for more fans in the stands after this two-minute timeout.
The Washington Times-Herald is proud to be your local newspaper and proud to back the Bar Eve Vikings in the tournament this weekend. Sail on Vikings from the staff at the Washington Times-Herald. For a complete wrap-up of this weekend's game action, scoring totals, and more, make sure to pick up your copy of the Times-Herald. Proud to serve you in print and online at washtimesherald.com. To find out more or subscribe, call 812-254-0480. Good luck, Vikings, from the Washington Times-Herald.
March Madness is in full swing, and if you're looking for a new mattress, Mattress by Appointment in Washington is a slam dunk with our March Mattress Sale. Brand new, brand name mattresses made right here in the USA at 50 to 80% off typical retail prices. Still in the plastic, direct from the manufacturer. Everything must go to make room for another truckload. Call or text 812-610-1070. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070. 1070. Good luck, Viking.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post. Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Back here for more fans in the stands down here, and the Bar East student section, the Bar East section filling up. If you have been at Lagodi before, it is on the kind of the big side of the gym where there are more bleachers, the extra rollouts. That's going to be the Bar East section here tonight, and I fully suspect you're going to see a whole area of black. And I hate shoving microphones in people's faces, but senior Caden Graber, and I know, is that a volleyball uniform you're in?
Yeah, it is. Your wife handed them out, actually.
Amber handed those out. Do you even know who number 18 was back in the day? Whose uniform was that?
I have no idea. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning is right. Is it bad that you wear that very, very well?
Well, yeah, it is.
So Lanesville tonight, what is the score going to be?
I'd say probably, I think we'll win by 8 at least. Probably like 58, 67, something like that.
Okay. Well, that's not it. You said at least 8, so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Hey, thanks for stopping by. So making our way around, and we got to have gender equality, and I got to shove the microphone now, John Mullen, in one of my favorite students' faces, and she might have been the MVP of the senior faculty game just last week, and that is senior Rachel Wilson, the post player for the Lady Vikings. And Rachel, the Fab Four is at 3 right now, but you guys are all decked out in red and ready to go.
Yeah, we're pretty ready to go. Excited for the game. We're going to beat the Eagles.
So what do we need to do better here tonight?
I think we just need to keep our heads on straight, you know, get some good rebounds, and finish our shots.
Finish our shots is going to be the thing. Hey, and Molly Holzapfel, what's the key to the game tonight?
We need a box out. We never do that, and that helped us get a lot more rebounds.
And that is a Lilly Scholarship winner saying we need to do a better job of boxing out. So let's talk about score for a second. Rachel, you played a lot of basketball in your life. What's the score going to be here tonight?
I'm going to go with the same score Molly had earlier. We're going to go 60-45.
60-45. If it's 60-45, all I'm going to say is don't get trampled headed to the floor.
Okay.
All right, that is senior Rachel Wilson as the Vikings getting ready to roll tonight here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. Headed over now, going to slide right by the principal of Bar Eve. Looks like he's got a fresh shave on the head here tonight. The principal, Jeff Doyle, and coach, this morning it was a case of survive and advance.
Yeah, it was, and you know, a 7-1 guy in Class 1A basketball, it makes a big difference in 10 blocks, and he altered 6 to 9 different shots. And I know people look at day school's record and like wondering what was happening, but there's a lot of games he didn't play this year. And 2 weeks ago in the season, they played a good Princeton team to a 4-point game. So you've got to really give our kids, you know, a lot of things didn't go their way. And the one thing you can say, they just battle and battle and they find a way to win. They stepped up, made plays, and that's what it takes at this point.
And I know, you know, survive and advance is a calling card, but you know, unlike last year, I don't think the Vikings want to get in the habit of doing this game after game.
No, absolutely. This time of year, you like those good starts. You know, that was the key to last week's section. We got off to great starts both Friday and Saturday night, and I think that's something we need to do tonight, get to that good start. It just makes everybody feel a lot more comfortable with what you're doing. And this time, anybody everybody that's playing now is good and is capable of beating you, especially the underdog. The longer they play with you, the more confidence they get.
You want to throw out a prediction for tonight?
I like the Vikings tonight. I think Lanesville, they're very scrappy, but I think second half the Vikings will start pulling away.
All right, that is a recipe for success with the Barre principal, one of our many sidekicks this year, Jeff Doyle. We're going to take another timeout, and when we come back, we'll go ahead and start the pregame show. John Mullen, Todd Lancaster up top, getting ready to roll Barre even Lanesville in the regional. We'll be back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this two-minute timeout.
Yeah!
March Madness is in full swing. And if you're looking for a new mattress, Mattress by Appointment in Washington is a slam dunk with our March mattress sale. Brand new, brand name mattresses made right here in the USA at 50 to 80% off typical retail prices. Still in the plastic, direct from the manufacturer. Everything must go to make room for another truckload. Call or text 812-610-1070. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070. 1070. Good luck, Viking.
The Washington Times Herald is proud to be your local newspaper and proud to back the Barre Vikings in the tournament this weekend. Sail on, Vikings, from the staff at the Washington Times Herald. For a complete wrap-up of this weekend's game action, scoring totals, and more, make sure to pick up your copy of the Times Herald. Proud to serve you in print and online at washtimesherald.com. To find out more or subscribe, call 812-254-0480. Good luck, Vikings, from the Washington Times-Herald.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena here as Mike DeCourcy makes his way back from the Barre cheer block. Thanks once again to our fans in the stand sponsors, and there are several as the sponsors continue to pour in for this Barre boys basketball run here. Jones & Sons Concrete, At Your Disposal Trash Services, Winkler Video Productions, Mattress by Appointment, Purdue Farms, Kipper CPA in Washington, Baker Welding and Mechanical, the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, the Washington Times Herald, Yoder Tire, Hoosier Ready Mix Concrete, Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontics, S&S Pools and Supplies, Area 1 Protection Services. Those are just a number of the myriad sponsors for Barre Athletics here on the General 95.9. And as we await Barre and Lanesville to take the floor here in about 10 minutes or so, Jack Butcher Arena is filling up, and as Mike mentioned, the Vikings will inhabit the area directly behind the scorer's table, and of course the rollout bleachers, both sections will be filled with Vikings fans. This 4,000 seat capacity gymnasium should be at capacity for this 7:30 tip, the regional final featuring the number 2 Vikings and Lanesville Eagles, victorious today by 9 points against West Washington. Mike DeCourcy, Lanesville Barre, we've got a lot to discuss over the next 30 minutes or so, but your thoughts from this morning's game with Lanesville and West Washington.
Yeah, Lanesville, a gutty effort this morning. They trailed by 8 at the end of a quarter, came back and took the lead at halftime, and you know, kind of went back and forth. It was a 2-point game. We'll talk more about that as we go along, but certainly they made the big plays when they needed to be made. Certainly like to thank all of our sponsors, as John kind of ran through everybody that's jumped on board, Viking Nation, And as we already mentioned, Bar Eva is occupying that, I just call it the big side of Ligoti Gym, the side with the rollouts. And it is a red-out night. Lanesville going to be across the way, decked out in their purple and getting ready to go. And we're going to go ahead and take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have all of the pregame show. We're about 35 minutes away from tip. Bar Eve and Lanesville getting ready. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this two-minute timeout.
This concludes Fans in the Stands, a special sports presentation of WAMW Radio. This special sports broadcast sponsored by Mattress by Appointment, JJ's Concrete, Helena Agra Enterprises, and the Washington Times Herald. Now, get ready for Bar Reeve Vikings basketball.
Do you want to know your home is safe when you're away? Are you a business owner needing a security system? Area 1 Protection Services is locally owned and operated and on the job for you. Coy Graber and the team at Area 1 offer home and business security systems at low prices. And the monthly monitoring fee is only $15. Call today and give yourself peace of mind, knowing your belongings are safe. 812-787-0140. Area 1 Protection Services is rooting for the Barry Vikings this weekend.
Are you looking for affordable and dependable weekly trash service? Or are you planning your next spring cleaning project? At Your Disposal Trash Service is Davies County's only locally owned and operated trash service provider. They specialize in residential, commercial, and roll-off dumpster service, and also offer complete building cleanouts. Ryan and the crew are focused on customer service, with no environmental fees and no fuel surcharges. Easy to understand pricing and hassle-free billing. Call At Your Disposal today at 812-296-6000 for all your trash and junk removal needs. Good luck, Vikings.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Back at Jack Butcher Sports Arena alongside John Mullen, I am Mike DeCourcy, and a regional action on Saturday, Johnny, and it should be an entertaining one here tonight. Lanesville plays an entertaining style of basketball. They got by West Washington today, 55-46. Bar Eve, of course, 48-41 over Day School. But like we said on air this morning and then into this afternoon, neither one of those games, the scores were indicative of how close the games really were.
Right. As you mentioned prior to the break there, West Washington had cut Lanesville's lead to 2 with about a minute 30 before a big three-pointer from Justin Bailey in the corner, as you were in the middle of your Fans in the Stands segment, gave Lanesville some breathing room. And then, of course, Bar Eve Day School was a one-possession game until Bryson Graber got loose on an Isaac Wagler steal to make it 5. Hagen Neff made a couple free throws with a couple seconds left. 48-41, the scoreboard not indicative of what that game was. Coach DeCourcy, your thoughts on Bar Eve playing a noon game, finishing about 1:30, and having to bounce back here within 5 hours.
I think the whole idea of high school students and rest and in-between games is a completely overrated idea. I think it's 100% overrated. I think the advantage that Lanesville has with an extra hour and a half of rest is nominal at best. And, hey, that's the way I've always felt. You can take me out if I'm wrong, Johnny.
No,
I remember being a spry 16, 17, 18-year-old kid. And you know what? A lot of these kids play AAU basketball, and they're used to playing sometimes 5 and 6 games in a day.
You're exactly right. I don't remember it as well as you because you're younger than me. However, my mind does tell me that these kids play all the time, more than they've ever played before, 4 or 5 times in a day. Maybe not great for the body, but a second game within 5 hours, these kids and if you can't get up, by the way, for a regional championship, then you shouldn't be here anyway. So, I agree.
And Lanesville had to work just as hard to win this morning as Bar Eve did right after them.
The one advantage, perhaps, that Bar Eve may have is the fact that they could go home 7 miles away,
yep,
and in some cases 2 miles away, and rest in the comforts of their own homes. I'm not sure what Lanesville's plans were, but they're a good hour, 45, 2 hours away, so I doubt they took a road trip back.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take another timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about the personnel of the Eagles and how they play. Bar Eve and Lanesville
getting ready. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this two-minute timeout.
Springtime means warmer weather and Jeeps. Take the top off and cruise the open road in a new Jeep Wrangler. Washington Chrysler Center is stocked with a great selection of new 2019s, now featuring the new SkyOne Power Top with remote control. Taking the top off has never been easier. Washington Chrysler has a limited number of 2018 Jeep Wranglers now below dealer invoice at $33,887. It's Jeep Freedom Days at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save big now on all new Jeep Wranglers at Washington Chrysler, downtown Washington.
Tony Showalter and the team at Kemper CPA in Washington is pulling for the Barre Vikings this weekend in the Ligoti Regional. Congratulations on that sectional title. Keep on rolling in the tournament. Tax time is here. If you need help with those taxes, personal or business, put the professionals at Kemper CPA on the job for you. Kemper CPA is at 414 South State Road 57 in Washington, just past the Business 50 intersection. Call for an appointment at 812-254-0938.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Teamwork, fundamentals, leadership. Atlanta Helms Orthodontics, they know the winning formula to get the best results. Call 812-254-4500 or visit lanahelms.com for more information on creating a beautiful, healthy smile. Call today and schedule a free consultation at 812-254-4500. From the Atlanta Helms Orthodontics team, congratulations to the Barre Vikings on a great season and good luck in the tournament. Go Vikings, bring home a win.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Jack Butcher Sports Arena, and Barre and Lanesville getting ready. And as we mentioned, it's going to be a clash of styles this morning. Barre had to contend with 7 foot 1 inch Noah Hoopman. And tonight, Lanesville, basically a bunch of kids, six feet, six one, six two, and a completely different brand of basketball, Johnny.
They will shoot the 3-pointer, and they'll get it up and down. They certainly don't have any wide bodies inside. As you mentioned, a lot of 6 foot, 6'1 kids, just a couple of seniors on that roster. And, Coach, should we mention the fact that the news as of right now is Tripp Dillon will not play tonight?
Yeah, Dillon, one of the two leading scorers of Lanesville, and he made a really nice move in the second quarter, late in the second quarter, to give Lanesville a lead today against West Washington. He went down, bumped his knee, kind of down in the Ligoti Tunnel, and did not play the rest of the game, and was examined in the locker room, and just kind of on the surface doesn't appear to be an ACL injury or anything like that, but it might be a deal where if you get a deep bone bruise and you can't move, not much you can do, Johnny.
Yeah, 6'2 junior, one of their two leading scorers. He led them last week to the sectional title. And perhaps what some folks might have thought was an upset against Christian Academy, but Tripp Dillon looks to be sidelined for this regional championship action, a big blow to Lanesville. However, this crew in purple here just below us, they've got plenty of other guys that can certainly get hot, and as you look at Barre's size and roster, how will they match up? Will they throw that 1-3-1 and see what happens, see if they can get turnovers? If they have to go man like they were forced to do against Day School, how do they match up against a bunch of quick 6-foot kids? Time will tell here in the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, that was certainly Coach Thompson talked about it. As we said, I kind of went through the scouting report, went in and set in on the film session. And, at this point of the year, the Vikings, they're going to do what they do, and it's not going to be overcomplicated. You're going to see some mixing and matching of defenses a little bit. And that 1-3-1 is going to be used not necessarily to just turn Lanesville over, but it's really going to close off some angles and gaps that they would want to drive in as well. So everybody always says, "Oh, that's a trapping defense. You got to, you know, yes, it is, but also, you know, you want to close down that dribble drive that they're going to look to use here tonight." Well, we've hit 20 minutes on the clock here at Ligoti. We are going to take another timeout, and when we come back, more of the pregame show. Lanesville and Barrieve have hit the floor. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this timeout.
Baker Welding and Mechanical is your certified welding shop for Davies County and the surrounding communities. Offering safety-trained welders for mining or other jobs. Fully insured, Baker Welding and Mechanical offers free estimates and both in-shop and mobile fabrication. We can come to you anytime, 24 hours a day. Give Brian a call at 812-486-8798 or visit online at BakerWeldingMechanical.com. Baker Welding and Mechanical is proud to back the Barrie Vikings in the basketball tournament. The Washington Times-Herald is proud to be your local newspaper and proud to back the Barrie Vikings in the tournament this weekend. Sail on Vikings from the staff at the Washington Times-Herald. For a complete wrap-up of this weekend's game action, scoring totals, and more, make sure to pick up your copy of the Times-Herald. Proud to serve you in print and online at washtimesherald.com. To find out more or subscribe, call 812-254-0480. Good luck, Vikings, from the Washington Times-Herald.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Spring is just around the corner, and S&S Pools is fully stocked and gearing up for another exciting pool season. We also carry everything you need for your spa. If you're thinking about a pool, we can make your dream become a reality. Stop by and give us a call for your free estimate. 812-254-5006. S&S Pools wishes the Barrie Vikings good luck in the tourney. Go Vikings, bring home a win.
Winkler Productions in Montgomery is a professional video production company that can help you tell your story. Whether it's your big day or you need a creative approach to market your business, Jacob Winkler & Company can provide a state-of-the-art production to fit your needs. Check out some of their videos on Facebook at Winkler Productions. Call or text 812-787-1951 for more information. Winkler Productions, telling your story through our lens. Good luck, Viking.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Back at Jack Butcher Sports Arena, Barrieve and Lanesville on the floor. Barrieve advances to tonight's game with a 48-41 victory over Day School, and Lanesville 55-46 over West Washington. And coach, we talked about how the Vikings and this team not always the most aesthetically pleasing, but here we are at 24-2.
You were right on the money there in the pregame before the Day School contest. Talked about the fact that Barrie just finds ways to win, and I discussed the fact that they grow up expecting to win. It becomes a tradition that continues here at Barrie and all the winning seasons, and you saw that in the last three or so minutes. No panic, and the Vikings closed out that game, able to move on to the regional championship against what I consider a really, really good 7'1" center and Noah Hoopman. They had their work cut out for them, did Barrieve. But again, when you're a winner, you expect to win, and Barrieve found another way.
Your takeaway, obviously, Day School kind of controlled the pace those first 30 minutes, but the last 2 minutes of the game, what were your takeaways and how Barrieve was finally able to I'm not going to say get a lot of separation, but make enough plays to win?
Well, you know, again, I think not panicking in those close games, because you've been in a lot of close games over the years, makes all the difference. Barreve missed some bunnies, some shots that they normally would make. You didn't see any kids get on their teammates. Isaac Wagler, who is the heart and soul of this group, most people understand that, he had a couple opportunities inside, didn't finish, but did not hesitate when he was wide open in the corner in front of the student section to make that three, his only three, and Barreve's only made four. They had the ability to shoot the ball well, but Isaac Wagler, maybe day school thinking, that's somebody we would give an open look to. He calmly stuck it and put Barreve up two from there. The heady sophomore point guard, probably one of the best point guards in the state, regardless of class, Bryson Graber, made a couple of huge plays. And again, I think it's a situation where you trust in your teammates, you trust in your coaching staff, and you don't panic even when you're behind late in the game because you're Barreve and you're used to winning basketball games.
All right, so Barreve and Lanesville on the floor getting ready. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get into the prescription for success. We'll get into this Lanesville lineup, what to expect, and the history between these Barreve Vikings and Lanesville Eagles. Barreve and Lanesville getting ready. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Treat yourself to Davies County.
Good luck, Barreve Vikings, in the basketball tournament from your friends at the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. You are representing Davies County well, and we are proud to back you in that tournament run. Bring home a title from everyone at the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau.
Davies County.
Jones & Sons takes this opportunity to congratulate all area teams on a hard-working basketball season and wish the Barreve boys the best of luck in the tournament. Jones & Sons is proud to be your area concrete and masonry provider. With 48 years of service experience, Jones & Sons have learned their longevity is due in large part to committed employees and to the people who grace their doors. Visit any of Jones & Sons' four locations, Bloomfield, Terre Haute, Vincennes, and Washington, and check out their full listing of services and product at jonesandsons.com.
Motor Tire wants you to be safe when traveling. Make sure your tires are in good shape by visiting Yoder Tire on Main Street in Candleburg for an inspection. Yoder Tire carries all brands of tires and offers full service, oil changes with no appointment necessary. Stop by Yoder Tire or call 812-486-5184 or 812-486-3609. And good luck to the Barreve Vikings in the tournament.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
Back at Jack Butcher Sports Arena, Barreve and Lanesville getting ready. And John Mullen, this is not the first time these teams have met. This is actually meeting number four between Barreve and Lanesville. And so far, the Vikings, in the history of this kind of abbreviated series, 3-0. But a lot of those have been pretty good games. Back in 2006-2007, it was number one versus number two, Barreve and Lanesville at Hinkle Fieldhouse in a Christmas New Year's Classic that Barreve was able to pull out what I think was an 8-point win.
Ended up 9, I believe, 57-48.
Okay. All right, thank you, John Harrell and John Mullen. And then, of course, the rematch in the Seymour Semi-State that year. And it was a game a lot like the one that we saw this morning. Barreve could just never get traction, trailed, I think, by double figures at different times during the game. Finally had that last run, an Ethan Knepp three from the left corner, tied it at 43-all, an Ethan Knepp steal, gave the Vikings the ball back. And a Mark Rohr well-timed pass. Josh Pielmeyer, 23 feet from the right wing, as time expired, sent Viking Nation into a frenzy. 3 years later, 2010, regional championship here at Ligoti. That one was a 69-50 Bari victory, but in the history I've ever watched Bari basketball, that was where the Vikings really took advantage of what Lanesville wanted to do. Lanesville wanted to be aggressive, they wanted to run, and the Vikings pounded it inside, and I believe, don't hold me to this, Johnny, they shot 50 free throws that night.
Holy cow. Well, you mentioned the 07 overtime. Josh Pielmeyer shot heard around Montgomery. Bar Eve to their second state finals. Of course, Bar Eve also went to the state finals in 2010 after winning the regional and, of course, the semi-state at Seymour. So twice Lanesville has been right there in the path of Bar Eve as the Vikings made their way to Conseco and now Bankers Life Fieldhouse. So 3-0 in the series. I took a look at this year's record, 15-11 right now for Lanesville, and that's with an streak of eight losses midway through the season. Lanesville lost eight straight games, and here they are in the regional championship, so they certainly got things turned around.
Yeah, and of course, you just never know when you don't play somebody in your immediate area what was going on with illness, injury. You just never know with 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, John, what happens during the course of the year. But Coach, to credit Michael Miller and his staff, they obviously stuck with it. They bought in, and on a little bit of a run here at the end of the year, knock out Christian Academy last week, and they are in the regional championship game.
I think it's important to mention Coach Michael Miller has been with this program 19 years. He's won over 250 games, so whatever he's been doing at the small school is working, and Coach Miller will not be intimidated by Bar Eve or this gymnasium. He's been in this situation three other times with Bar Eve, chomping at the bit to perhaps find win number one against this Viking outfit.
All right, we're going to take another timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the prescription for success and more. Bar Eve and Lanesville getting ready, still out on the floor, getting their warm-up shots in. It should be a good one here tonight. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this timeout.
When you order ready-to-mix concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix, located right off Highway 50 next to GPC. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial building, plus more. Hoosier Ready Mix has concrete rental equipment and has many different types of rock supplies. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and locally owned and operated. Call today for a free estimate at 812-254-7625. Business hours Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to noon. Good luck, Vikings.
Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Eve Sports.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
March Madness is in full swing, and if you're looking for a new mattress, Mattress by Appointment in Washington is a slam dunk with our March Mattress Sale. Brand new, brand name mattresses made right here in the USA at 50 to 80% off typical retail prices. Still in the plastic, direct from the manufacturer. Everything must go to make room for another truckload. Call or text 812-610-1070. Mattress by Appointment. 812-610-1070. Good luck, Vikings.
It's tax time. Uncle Sam is giving you back your hard-earned money, and you want to get the most of every dollar. At Bill Dobson Ford, we have a large inventory of new and used vehicles, and we have payments to fit any budget. Come to Bill Dobson Ford and spend your tax dollars on something you really need. Reliable transportation. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Bill Dobson Ford.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Back at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. And tonight's prescription for success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Johnny, if the Vikings are going to move to 25-2 and claim back-to-back regional championships, what do we need to do here tonight?
I think tonight getting a great start would go a long way in making sure that Bar Reeves claims another regional championship. They have the ability to pressure the ball. They are not facing a Lanesville squad at full strength, as Tripp Dillon will not play tonight for the Eagles. I think if Bar Reeves can jump out to a lead, they can grow the lead, and that will be a prescription for success this evening.
All right, Vikings trying to get off to a good start here tonight at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. And as we mentioned the statistics earlier today, that win over Evansville Day today moves the Vikings to 36-2 in their last 38 games here at Ligoti High School.
18 straight wins.
And a lot of those wins coming in, very, very big pressure-filled environments. Not any gimmies in there. I just can't think of any. And the Vikings certainly, they've got a shot here tonight, and that's all you can ask for.
Getting off to that good start, I think, also brings the Bar Reeves crowd into it. They really were non-existent, not because they weren't present, but because day school controlled everything until the last 2 minutes. So I think that good start will allow that Bar Reeves student body and fan base to get into it.
All right, we're going to take a quick one-minute timeout, and when we come back, I'll have the starting lineups for you, and we will get ready to go. Bar Even Lanesville just about set. Back to Ligoti after this 1 minute timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar Reeves Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Bar Reeves Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and Board of Directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Back at Ligoti, starters tonight. We'll go ahead and go through all of these. Lanesville, as we mentioned, without one of their big guns tonight. Tripp Dillon injured in a fast break attempt at the basket. I don't know if he banged his knee or what, but he is in street clothes on the bench tonight. Lanesville, as we mentioned, a lot of those guys in that 6 feet to 6'2 range. They're going to go like this. Starting at one guard tonight, Mason Miller. Mason, he's 5'11", and he is the coach's son. Justin Bailey, he wears number 3. He's 6'1". Their leading scorer tonight, number 11, that is Kevin Despain. He is a 6-foot junior. Connor Nollett. Nollett also has had a nice year for Lanesville. He wears number 33. He's 6'1", and a junior. And at the forward position tonight for Lanesville, that's Jacob Wernert. Wernert is 6'2", and a sophomore. Vikings going to go the way they went most of the year. Three-guard set. Gabe Gladish, Gabe 6'1". Bryson Graber starting at the point guard position. Bryson 6'3", and a sophomore. Third guard tonight, Isaac Wagler. Isaac 6 feet and a senior. In the post tonight, that's Austin Ainsco. Austin 6'5", and a senior. And in the middle, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan 6'8", and a junior. We're going to take another timeout, and when we come back, starting lineup, national anthem will be out of the way, and we'll be ready for the tip. Bar Eve and Lanesville getting ready. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this timeout.
Teamwork, fundamentals, leadership. Atlanta Helms Orthodontics, they know the winning formula to get the best results. Call 812-254-4500 or visit LanaHelms.com for more information on creating a beautiful, healthy smile. Call today and schedule a free consultation at 812-254-4500. From the Atlanta Helms Orthodontics team, congratulations to the Bar Reeve Vikings on a great season and good luck in the tournament. Go Vikings, bring home a win.
Do you want to know your home is safe when you're away? Are you a business owner needing a security system? Area 1 Protection Services is locally owned and operated and on the job for you. Coy Graber and the team at Area 1 offer home and business security systems at low prices, and the monthly monitoring fee is only $15. Call today and give yourself peace of mind knowing your belongings are safe. 812-787-0140. Area 1 Protection Services is rooting for the Barry Vikings this weekend.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at Purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Are you looking for affordable and dependable weekly trash service? Or are you planning your next spring cleaning project? At Your Disposal Trash Service is Daviess County's only locally owned and operated trash service provider. They specialize in residential, commercial, and roll-off dumpster service and also offer complete building cleanouts. Ryan and the crew are focused on customer service with no environmental fees and no fuel surcharges. Easy to understand pricing and hassle-free billing. Call At Your Disposal today at 812-296-6000 for all your trash and junk removal needs. Good luck, Vikings.
Jeep Freedom Days are underway at the Washington Chrysler Center. Check out the huge selection of Jeep Grand Cherokees now in. With big rebates and incentives, new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees are starting as low as $35,999. The Grand Cherokee owner never owns anything else once they own a Cherokee. It's a smooth ride with a sleek body style, spacious interior, and four-wheel drive to get you around in any situation. Test drive a new 2019 Grand Cherokee now during Jeep Freedom Days at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at Lagodi, starting lineups have already been introduced. We've went through them, Johnny. Vikings, of course, with Gladish, Bryson Graber, Isaac Wagler, Austin Ainscoe, Keegan O'Neill. Vikings coached by Josh Thompson, assisted by Dean Scott, Eric Yoder, Craig Knepp, Trey Showalter. Will be Austin Ainscoe in the center circle against Jacob Wernert. House of Pain.
Jump around. Exactly what the Bar Eve student body is doing as Ainscoe gets ready for the tip. Lanesville will start two sophomores, two juniors, and one senior, the senior Despain. Mason Miller, the sophomore point guard, son of Coach Michael Miller. We are underway here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. The tip controlled by Bar Reeve.
Isaac Wagler with it. Bryson, looks like 2-3 zone here, Johnny.
I wonder if they're going to keep an eye on number 10.
Keegan with it. Down low, layup, got it. Good opening set. Vikings 2-0.
Number 10 passed it to number 50. And it's an assist for Gladish and an O'Neill bucket.
Vikings in that 1-3-1. And almost a steal. Gladish going to poke it out of bounds. And Bar Eve probably going to match up man-to-man here, Johnny.
Man-to-man here as Lanesville looks to key it in underneath their own basket.
And quickly a three going to be put up. It's long, no good. Rebounded by Keegan. That was Nollett with it. Nollett. Here comes Bryson. He's trying to run it. Gladish. Gabe going to set for a long one. No good. Rebounded by Lanesville.
That was a long one. Give Gladish credit, though.
And Gabe going to rip a pass away. And here he comes down. Layup, no good. And Lanesville going to pick it up.
Tough break for Gladys there. I think he was looking to draw the contact. He should have just went and finished. So Gabe's missed consecutive baskets.
It's okay.
2-0, early first. Mari man-to-man.
And Lanesville trying to get a little dribble drive. Three going to be put up. It's well short. Rebounded by Gabe. Gets it off to Bryce, and here comes Barry. Isaac going to set for one. Got it. 5-0 Vikings. And a quick 30-second timeout by Lanesville. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 6:34 left. 5-0 Barry. Back in 30 seconds.
Tony Showalter and the team at Kemper CPA in Washington is pulling for the Barrie Vikings this weekend in the Ligoti Regional. Congratulations on that sectional title. Keep on rolling in the tournament. Tax time is here. If you need help with those taxes, personal or business, put the professionals at Kemper CPA on the job for you. Kemper CPA is at 414 South State Road 57 in Washington, just past the Business 50 intersection. Call for an appointment at 812-254-0938.
5-0 Bar Eve. Keegan O'Neill post move and Isaac Wagler three. And the Vikings, after that quick Lanesville timeout, going to get back in that 1-3-1, I think, Johnny.
Coach Miller had to burn a 30. Trying to get his troops organized and settled down. Lanesville's been short on two threes. And if they're going to settle for the long ball, it'll be a lot of Bar Eve runouts.
And Ainsco almost another steal. Lanesville going to pick it back up. And they are going to get a travel. And it was a travel or a Gladys steal, one of the two, because Gabe had had that pass picked off.
First turnover by either team. 6:19 here, early first. And a 2-3 zone here from Lanesville.
Gabe over to Ainsco. Gabe Gladys pull up in the lane, short, rebounded by Lanesville. Gabe had a good look at about a 10-footer, just left it short. Lanesville back with it. Barry man-to-man on defense. And ball on the floor. And Gladish going to pick it up. Isaac Wagler. And on the run out, the pass led him too far. And Lanesville going to pick it back up. Warner down the lane. He's going to score on a layup. 5-2.
So Graber was looking for Isaac on the run out. It was just too deep.
Bryson Graber has it top of the key. Isaac going to set for another three. Long. But Bryson Graber going to pick it up. Corner. Gladish. Three. Short. Gladish is 0 for 4.
And everything's short.
So Lanesville with the basketball. 5-2 Vikings.
All those looks have been open looks, but slow offensive start for Gladish.
5 minutes left. Three going to be put up by Lanesville. Bounces off, no good. Rebounded by Keegan. Here comes Barry. Barry going to get in a set here. Ainsco's got it.
Ball needs to go inside out. How about the lob play to Ainsco?
And Ainsco going to lay it up. No good. And he got pushed in the back, I think.
He did. He got pushed in the back.
And they're going to throw it back away on the other end. Gladish going to pick it up. So kind of a ragged start here. Gabe, Bryson, Gladish, another three. That one's long. Rebounded by Lanesville.
Bar Reeve has had numerous field goal opportunities. Gladish now 0 for 5.
And spin move in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Keegan. That was Jacob Werner. Here comes Barry with the basketball.
Inside out.
Isaac's got it on the left side. Gladish, top of the key. Bryson going to skip it over. Isaac going to set for another one. Got it. 8-2, Barry by 6.
Bryson's second assist. He should have two more. A couple bunnies inside missed. Hagen Nett ready to report at the scores table.
Barry back 1-3-1 that time. Keegan going to almost pick it off. Lanesville layup no good. Rebounded by Ainsco.
Barry absolutely dominated in the glass. Lanesville has no opportunities for offensive rebounds.
Gladish going to set for another three. Got that one. 11-2 Vikings. And a timeout, Lanesville, it's a full. We will take one, two. 3:16 left, first quarter, 11-2 Vikings. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this one-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Spring is just around the corner, and S&S Pools is fully stocked and gearing up for another exciting pool season. We also carry everything you need for your spa. If you're thinking about a pool, we can make your dream become a reality. Stop by and give us a call for your free estimate. 812-254-5006. S&S Pools wishes the Bar Reeve Vikings good luck in the tourney. Go Vikings, bring home a win.
Back at Ligoti, 11-2 Vikings, and after a little shaky offense, back-to-back triples by Isaac Wagler and Gabe Gladish move this Viking lead out. 11-2, Hagen Knepp checks in. Just about 5 minutes into the game for the first time, Ainsco going to get a break.
3:16 here to play in the first. Trio of triples, two from Isaac Wagler, one from Gabe Gladish as he finally makes one of his shots.
And literally, Bar-Eve trapped Lanesville out of their shoes. Mason Miller lost a shoe at half court.
It didn't blow out, but it did come off. Those are Adidas.
Don't want to do that if you're Nikes. The stock price will go down again. Bari back 1-3-1. Bryson poked it away for just a second. There's Hagen at the top, just causing all sorts of problems. Ball loose, and they're going to get a travel. Yep.
Yeah.
And
four turnovers on Lanesville.
I thought either Hagen had tapped it out of bounds, but Hagen kind of forced that ball on his hip. He's going to travel with it. Bari going to get it again.
Hagen's fingerprints all over that leather.
Lanesville still 2-3 zone. Gabe Gladish. Hagen, middle of the lane, 15-footer. Yep, 13-2. The freshman with his first 2 points.
A fast start, it has been. Lanesville struggling against this 1-3-1 pressure.
And Gladish going to poke another one out of bounds. And I know Gabe has not had a great start from the field, but I think that's about his third deflection already where he's knocked a pass out of bounds.
And he could catch fire at any moment. He's a streaky guy. He made his last one.
On the inbounds, Bar-Eve. Man-to-man this time. Nollett going to take a long three. No good. Ball on the floor. Lanesville going to run that long rebound down.
That air ball hit off the back of somebody's head.
And a reverse layup by Miller is good. 13-4.
Tough break for Bar-Eve as they race it up the floor.
Keegan O'Neill's just going to bury his man in the post. Miss the layup, but he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. That's first foul whistled on either team this game with 2:10 left in the first quarter.
And I think the referee was going to let that go had Keegan made the layup, which looked like he would. And when it was left short, it was because of the push from Jack Coffer.
Keegan got the first. He'll have another. Got them both. 15-4. Vikings by 11. And back into that 1-3-1 pressure. And they're going to get a foul on Keegan right there. Keegan got a little bit behind the play, and Coffer was doing a little cut to that block on the ball side. They're going to get Keegan with a push. First foul on Bari.
Bailey reporting back in. He'll give Miller a break. Mike's man-to-man here on the out-of-bounds.
So Lanesville with it again, wanted a three. In the post, wild shot, no good. Keegan going to grab the rebound, and he's going to be fouled. And Lanesville, that one going to be whistled on Coffer.
Two on Coffer. A minute played, and he's got two fouls. Werner will come back in.
So 15-4 Vikings, minute 52 left, first quarter with the basketball. Bryson.
Man-to-man here, Coach.
I think it's still 3-2. Well, no, it's man-to-man.
Is this 11 for Gladish?
I don't know. The Vikings out of sorts here. Gladish with it in the corner.
11's the handoff, isn't it?
And Hagen with a three, no good. Rebounded by Lanesville. Here come the Eagles with it.
Hagen had a clean look, just long. Ainscale going to come back in.
And jump shot up, no good. And there's going to be a tie-up between Keegan O'Neill and Lanesville. Lanesville going to have the arrow and get it back. Austin Ainscale back in. Gladish going to take his seat for the first time. Gabe does have a foul. Minute 16 left. 15-4 Vikings.
Get away with a walk there, potentially.
Jump shot up, no good. Rebounded by Isaac. Here comes Barre.
Hagen's there.
Hagen Knepp, layup, got it. Hagen outrunning everybody. Good find by Isaac. 17-4. Lanesville with it in the corner. Minute left, 17-4. Ball on the floor, Keegan going to pick it up. Here comes Bryson Graber. Ainscoe going to set for three. No. Rebounded by Lanesville. And here come the Eagles on the run with 40 seconds left in the quarter. And Keegan O'Neill going to block a shot. Hagen going to pick it up. Get it off to Bryson. And with 30 seconds, let's see if Josh Thompson runs out and says, let's get the last shot of the quarter. Wanted to push for a second. When you saw that the numbers weren't there.
Yeah, and he spotted the clock at 30 and thought he was going to steal the ball from Bryson to slow it down. Coach Thompson in the blue tie.
So we're at 10 seconds. Isaac with it, top of the key. Isaac going to get through everybody. Layup, no good. Rebounded by Lanesville. Lanesville going to have to throw one up from half court, and it is no good. So good start for the Vikings at the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 17-4 Vikings back to Lagodi after this 1 minute timeout.
Baker Welding and Mechanical is your certified welding shop for Davies County and the surrounding communities. Offering safety-trained welders for mining or other jobs. Fully insured, Baker Welding and Mechanical offers free estimates and both in-shop and mobile fabrication. We can come to you anytime, 24 hours a day. Give Brian a call at 812-486-8798 or visit online at BakerWeldingMechanical.com. Baker Welding and Mechanical is proud to back the Barre Vikings in the basketball tournament.
Treat yourself to Davies County.
Good luck, Barre Vikings, in the basketball tournament. From your friends at the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, you are representing Davies County well, and we are proud to back you in that tournament run. Bring home a title from everyone at the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau.
Davies County.
Vikings lead it after one. Will be Barre basketball to start the second quarter. Tegan Knepp, Bryson Graber, Austin Ainscoe, Gabe Gladish, Quentin Yoder. Keegan going to get his first break. Isaac Wagler going to get his first break. So Barre with the ball. Bryson with it.
Quentin played a lot of valuable minutes in that second quarter today against A School.
There's Quentin with it in the post, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Good job by Quentin. Lanesville sent some help, but it was just a little bit late.
Yeah, he just about shuffled his feet there as Lanesville was digging, but he's
rolls
at the line.
Q rolls the free throw in, 18-4. Next one, got it as well, 19-4. Vikings back, 1-3-1 again. Lanesville, ball going to be poked away. Here comes Hagen with it. Hagan going to go to Bryson. Bryson off the glass, got it. 21-4 Vikings.
Bryson's first bucket, assist Hagan. Six turnovers for Lanesville.
Lanesville going to fire a three. It's going to be long, rebounded by Ainsco. Gets it off to Bryson. Here comes Barre. Bryson Graber with it. Vikings trying to get organized right here. Gladish with it in the corner. Out to Ainsco. Bryson. Behind his back, and he's going to have it picked. Too much dribbling. Lanesville going to get down, and they're going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Bryson Graber mishandled the basketball. Just two turnovers on Barreve. But that will be Miller heading to the line. Pretty good defense there. Miller applied on Graber as well.
So Miller at the line shooting two. His first one rolls off, no good. He'll have one more. Barre. 6:56 left, second quarter. Miller with one more. Second free throw is good, 21-5. Bryson Graber over to Gladish. Gabe, Hagan, and he was looking for Quentin Yoder in the post. Threw it out of bounds. Very special hello tonight to a big Viking fan. Ned Kent listening in. Guess how old Mr. Kent is? A very spry and a very young 102 years old.
102 years young.
Wow, 102 years young. Yeah, he's a big fan of the Graber family. He's done some really cool stuff. World War II veteran. Lanesville with the basketball. Miller going to set for a three. No good. Rebounded by Lanesville. They're going to lay it up and in.
That's Kevin Despain.
So 21-7. Isaac, Hagan, Gabe going to set for a long one. That one going to bounce off. Quentin going to pick it up, lay it in.
It's hard to move a train like Quentin Yoder.
23-7. Miller with it. Three up in the corner from Lanesville. Short, rebounded by Gladish. Or rebounded by Isaac, excuse me. Gladish was trying to get a run out.
0 for 8 unofficially from Lanesville behind the line.
Isaac, Gabe Gladish. He's high on the left side. Austin Ainsco. Gabe going to set for another one. In and out, no good. And a foul. Ainsco over the back. Keegan O'Neill getting ready to check back in. He's going to get Quentin Yoder.
Nice minutes from Yoder. He picked up 4 points.
So 23-7.
Good balance by Barre. Yoder with four, O'Neill with four, Hagan Knepp with four. Isaac Wagler, two threes for six. Sharing the basketball is Barre.
Barre still in that 1-3-1. Ball on the floor, and it's going to be poked out of bounds. Last touch by Austin Ainsco. 23-7, 5:10 left here, second quarter.
It was 17-4 after 8 minutes. So
Barre man-to-man. They're going to get a moving screen that time on Lanesville.
What in the world?
I didn't see it. But no argument at all from the Lanesville bench.
So Miller comes out. That's his second.
So the Vikings with the ball. And a 16-point lead, 23-7. Isaac. Ainsco. Hagan for three from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Lanesville. Barre may be getting a little three happy here, Johnny.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, Hagan was open, but there are better shots on the floor available.
And a long two. No good. Rebounded by Keegan. Keegan going to get it back to Ainsco. Over to Isaac.
Bryson Graber on the bench right now, getting a break.
Gladish with it.
He's actually at the scorer's table. 4.5 to play here before halftime. All Barre 23-7.
And they're going to get an offensive foul on Keegan that time, extending that arm. That's going to be the second foul on Keegan O'Neill.
Yoder back for Keegan O'Neill. Barre turnover. There's fourth.
Bryson Graber in. Hagen Knapp going to take a seat.
15, Ashton Smith, another sophomore in for Lanesville. Coach Miller trying to find some fresh bodies and fresh legs here, playing without Tripp Dillon, one of his mainstays.
Barre 1-3-1. Lanesville going to take a three. Going to be long. Ains go with the rebound. Here comes Bryson. Bryson Graber. Ball on the floor. He's going to pick it up. Get it back. We're under 4 minutes here, second quarter. And Bryson, yeah, he's going to get called for a travel. Bryson needs to slow
down, Bryson.
Down.
You're up 23-7.
So 23-7. Vikes back in that 1-3-1 again. And they're going to get a foul that time. They're going to get it on Bryson or Gladys?
Bryson. A little overzealous out front in that trap.
It's going to be Bryson's second foul.
Boy, you can tell the Vikings are trying to throw that knockout punch. Lanesville 0-for-9 from long range.
So Barre man-to-man now. And another wild shot, no good. That was
Griffin Reynolds put
Reynolds.
That one up. Give Ainsco the block on that one.
Isaac Wagler with it. Barre trying to get organized here. Need to get something going to the basket.
How about
or inside
Ainsco
right
in the post?
Gladish with it. Ainsco.
Or Yoder in the post.
Quinton's got it, picks it up, lays it in. Good set. Lanesville's help was about a split second late. 25-7.
Quentin Yoder now leads with six. He and Isaac both with a half dozen. Bryson Graber, four assists.
Lanesville. And they're going to travel with it again. That was Connor Nollett. And with 2:48 left.
Good defense by Gladish. Maintained his verticality and slid his feet. So Gabe, although he's struggling offensively from the field, is playing good defense. 7 points in this half. You know, that's pretty good defense, Coach.
Bryson Graber with it.
Come on, Gabe.
Gabe going to set for another three. Got that one. 28-7. Vikings now by 21. Nollett's got it. Over to Wernert. Long triple put up. No good. Good block out by Gladish. Here comes Bryson.
Got away with one.
Over to Isaac. Yes, he did. Isaac. The ball going to be picked off by Lanesville.
5 Barre turnovers.
But Lanesville going to throw it back to the official.
10 Lanesville turnovers. Sloppy. Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe.
So 2 minutes and 3 seconds left here. First half. 28-7. Isaac's got it. There's Gabe. Going to set for another one. In and out. No good. Quentin Yoder going to pick it up. He's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Lanesville.
Yoder made his first and only 2 free throws. He'll have a chance to add to his 4 points. The big 6'4 senior also has 5 rebounds.
Clinton got the first, 29-7 Vikings. And Hagan going to get Bryson. Bryson with those two fouls. And second one rolls in, touched every part of it. 30-7 Vikings.
Yoder looking much more comfortable at the free throw line. 4-4 to this point.
So minute and 35 seconds left here in the opening half. All Vikings so far, 30-7.
Waynesville's only managed three buckets and one out of two at the line. Cannot get anything going from the three-point stripe.
And nice drive that time. And layup going to be in and good by
Connor Nola.
Okay. 30-9. Ainsco. Isaac's got it top of the key. He hits Ainsco with a pass. I think he got fouled. Nothing going to be called. We're going to have a tie-up. Ainsco get fouled there, Johnny?
Yeah. There's no question. Isaac may have gotten fouled as well.
Possession arrow going to give it back to Lanesville with a minute, 3 seconds left.
Goes down as a turnover, but a
and Isaac,
tough one.
What Isaac tried to do is throw that little touch pass where Austin's going to catch it over his head, lay it in.
It is warm in the Jack Butcher Sports Arena.
It's warm, Johnny.
60 degrees or so outside. Muggy. And it is warm here. The air conditioning not on this time of year, but it certainly could be.
And a long two going to be put up by Lanesville. No good. Ball on the floor. Lanesville picks it back up. Long three. No good again. And Quentin going to pick it up with 40 seconds. Josh Thompson says, let's get the last shot.
Yeah. 30-9 here. 30 seconds to play. Isaac Wagler handling the basketball.
Gabe Gladish, yeah, top of the key with 30.
He's going to run something at 10. I couldn't read his lips. Been all Bar Eve here.
20. Gabe's still with it. 15. Hagan's got it now at 10. Hagan going to get through, throw up a little floater, no good. Lanesville going to get and a wide open three off at the buzzer, and it's going to be long, and that's going to do it. So Vikings miss a shot. Lanesville does get a three, but it's no good. And at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 30-9 Vikings lead it by 21. We're going to take a three-minute timeout, and when we come back, John Mullen will have all of tonight's halftime statistics, and we'll set up the second half. 30-9 Vikings back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena after this three-minute timeout.
Montgomery Medical Associates offers hometown medical care for the entire family. Dr. Holzapfel and his staff are ready to care for your medical needs. Montgomery Medical Associates office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Holzapfel and the staff want the Bar Reeve Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. Go Vikings!
When you order ready-to-mix concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix, located right off Highway 50 next to GPC. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial building, plus more. Hoosier Ready Mix has concrete rental equipment and has many different types of rock supplies. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and locally owned and operated. Call today for a free estimate at 812-254-7625. Business hours Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to noon. Good luck, Vikings.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design,
site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Jones & Sons takes this opportunity to congratulate all area teams on a hard-working basketball season and wish the Bar Reef boys the best of luck in the tournament. Jones & Sons is proud to be your area concrete and masonry provider. With 48 years of service experience, Jones & Sons have learned their longevity is due in large part to committed employees and to the people who grace their doors. Visit any of Jones & Sons' four locations, Bloomfield, Terre Haute, Vincennes, and Washington, and check out their full listing of services and product at jonesandsons.com.
Motor Tire wants you to be safe when traveling. Make sure your tires are in good shape by visiting Yoder Tire on Main Street in Candleburg for an inspection. Yoder Tire carries all brands of tires and offers full service, oil changes with no appointment necessary. Stop by Yoder Tire or call 812-486-5184 or 812-486-3609. And good luck to the Bar Reef Vikings in the tournament.
Helping small plants, animals, and people grow is the essence of farming. Nationwide knows farmers do right by their land, livestock, and crops. It's what you do. Your local agent is here to help partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation, Nationwide. We stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today for a free quote at 812-254-1987.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
30-9 here at halftime, Johnny. Halftime statistics.
It was 17-4, Bar Reef, after 8 minutes. Here it is, 39 at intermission. Not a whole lot of offensive production for Lanesville. They have four players with one bucket each. Jacob Wernert, Connor Nolot, Kevin Despain, Mason Miller. Miller added a free throw, one out of two at the line. Lanesville, 10 turnovers, 9 points. Bar Reef, meanwhile, with 30, feels like they ought to have more. They haven't particularly shot it well. They've certainly dominated the glass, but a lot of missed opportunities for Bar Reef, and yet they lead by 21. Gabe Gladish has a couple of long balls for 6 points. Isaac Wagler the same, 2 threes, give him 6. Bryson Graber a bucket to go with 4 assists. Hagen Knepp has a couple of field goals for 4. Keegan O'Neill, the first bucket of the game, 2 of 2 at the line, give him 4. He sat late in the second quarter with 2 fouls. Quentin Yoder off the bench, a 2-4-4 at the line for Yoder. Yoder was 6, so Bar Reeve paced by Gladish, Isaac Wagler, and Quentin Yoder, a half dozen for the 3 of those fellas. Bar Reeve has been guilty of committing 7 turnovers, but it has been all Vikings basically from the tip. Coach Michael Miller burned 2 timeouts in the first 4 minutes. As Bar Reef shot out to an 11-2 lead, and they have not looked back. 39 at the half.
You're Coach Thompson in the locker room. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't think that you want to get into a situation where you're just throwing up threes for the sake of throwing up threes. I feel like Keegan O'Neill and Quentin Yoder can dominate inside with their size. You got to play smart. You know, Lanesville wants to push the ball. They have yet to make a three-pointer, so continue to guard the three-point line, and they've been excellent at it. Defensive rebounding has been outstanding. I'd like to see Gabe Gladish, see if he can't catch some rhythm here in the third quarter. Talked about the fact that you don't want to settle for three after three, but Gladish has the ability to make some. He needs 15 to get 1,000. I'd like to see him knock that out of the park here at Jack Butcher Arena tonight and not have it weighing on him depending on where Bar Reef's headed next weekend.
Yeah. Well, 30-9. We're going to take another timeout when we come back. Second half action. Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena right after this.
March Madness is in full swing, and if you're looking for a new mattress, Mattress by Appointment in Washington is a slam dunk with our March mattress sale. Brand new, brand name mattresses made right here in the USA at 50 to 80% off typical retail prices. Still in the plastic, direct from the manufacturer. Everything must go to make room for another truckload. Call or text 812-610-1070. Mattress by appointment. 812-610-1070. Good luck, Viking.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
The Washington Times-Herald is proud to be your local newspaper and proud to back the Bari Vikings in the tournament this weekend. Sail on Vikings from the staff at the Washington Times-Herald. For a complete wrap-up of this weekend's game action, scoring totals, and more, make sure to pick up your copy of the Times-Herald. Proud to serve you in print and online at washtimesherald.com. To find out more or subscribe, call 812-254-0480. Good luck, Vikings, from the Washington Times-Herald.
Winkler Productions in Montgomery is a professional video production company that can help you tell your story. Whether it's your big day or you need a creative approach to market your business, Jacob Winkler & Company can provide a state-of-the-art production to fit your needs. Check out some of their videos on Facebook at Winkler Productions. Call or text 812-787-1951 for more information. Winkler Productions, telling your story through our lens. Good luck, Viking.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Back second half action. Bari with the basketball. Bryson Graber. Keegan O'Neill just buried his man in there. Layup, got it. 32-9.
Just the way the game started. O'Neill field goal on the block.
Great opening set.
Not a whole lot Lanesville can do. They don't have the size to compete with that.
But they do knock in a three.
32-12. First three ball of the night for the Eagles. They're going to have to make a bunch to catch up.
Bryson with it. Gladish sets for a triple in the corner. Got it. 35-12. Good drive, draw, dish by Bryson Graber.
Give him a half dozen assists.
Lanesville with it. Bari man-to-man on defense. They're going to fire another long one. They got it again. 35-15.
Connor Nolot. Back-to-back threes from Lanesville, and they still trail by 20. They were due to hit one or two, and they've hit their first two.
Bryson. Ainsco. Keegan. Buries his man again, layup, got it. That time with a left hook, 37-15.
O'Neill with nine, couple quick ones. Gladish, excuse me, O'Neill with eight, Gladish with nine.
Already back man-to-man again.
That, I'm going to say that that foul is weak.
I didn't.
I was
they're gonna
watching
get it, on.
It, and it was not anything that should have been called.
Keegan got that foul call because he's 6'8".
Yeah,
and
that,
two,
I mean, that's all
two,
I'm saying.
260, 270.
You know, the guy that called him on him, 6'10", ought to understand a little bit, although he was more of a perimeter at 6'10".
Lanesville with another three. That one going to be long, but they're going to run the long rebound down. Barrie back man-to-man here. 37-15, Vikings. Lanesville, little dribble drive. They're going to kick it out and reset. And wild layup is in and good by Connor Nollett, 37-17.
Seven for Nollett.
Bryson. It's a high ball screen from Keegan.
They're just absolutely mauling Keegan, and he finally gets a call. Miller's third.
So Barrie will get it on the baseline.
Size matters.
On the inbounds, Bryson. It's a curling Gladish. No foul.
Wow.
Barrie going to get it on the baseline again. Good set. It looked like Gladish is going to go to the free throw line right there.
Sometimes officials might feel sorry for the weaker team. In this case, Barrie by 20. They're not going to get any calls, so to speak.
Gabe with it. He's going to set for another three. Short. But he's going to grab his own rebound. Gets it over to Ainsco. Austin going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. So sometimes you need to follow your shot. Sometimes you need to get back on defense, Johnny. And that was a time where Gabe knew it was short right away. Went and got it. And Ainsco going to shoot two.
Ainsco hacked as Gladish got his own rebound and found his fellow classmate and teammate. Ainsco's free throw good.
Austin got the first one, 38-17.
Austin's first point of this game, but man, was he valuable this morning against A School. Two threes, two twos, had a 10-point contest, and also defended the 7-1 Hoopman very well.
Austin got them both. 39-17. Let's see if Barrie's going to go. Man-to-man or 1-3-1? It's going to be man-to-man, I think.
Keegan still in the game, playing with three fouls.
Lanesville going to fire another long one. That one going to be short. Isaac going to pick it up. Get it over to Ainsco. Ainsco, he's going to lose it, pick it up, and travel with it.
Tough break for Ainsco. Kind of fumbled it. Eight turnovers, first of the half for Barrie.
Lanesville, another triple, got it again, 39-20.
Noah's heating up, he's got 10 now, 10 of the 20.
Bryson Graber with it. Keegan with it in the post. He's going to spin, off the glass, got it. And when Keegan gets to the block, there's just not much you can do, 41-20.
O'Neill leads Barrie with 10. Lanesville all over him.
And ball going to be on the floor. Bryson Graber going to pick it up. Good defense by Austin Ainsco right there. Gabe on the baseline, pull up. Jumper rolls in, 43-20.
Gladish, big two from Gladish. Give him 11. Needs 10.
And another long triple.
Wow.
From Lanesville.
Justin Bailey.
Justin Bailey. How many threes is that this quarter?
Well, let's
four?
Just say that's four after not making any, and yet they still trail by 20.
Lanesville's falling down everywhere. P.J. Pitts, the official, is laughing and telling the guy, get up.
This is big boy basketball. Bryson Fries, Ainsco.
And they're going to call a double
foul.
No,
they're not.
Oh, that's going to be four on Keegan as the three from Ainsco rattled out. Love all the dads down there with their four fouls, fingers in the air. Hey, Lanesville, it's 43-23. Settle down. And that's going to be, is that an alternating possession issue, Johnny?
It goes to the arrow, and the arrow favors Lanesville. Hagen Knepp will replace O'Neill. Yep. It's good to be big. Sometimes when you're playing basketball, it's not.
Well, one of the things Coach Thompson talked about in film today was they will fall down. He said there are times on film where Lanesville will fall down when there's nobody in the area just trying to get a call. And I think, the last three possessions, it's like there's a sniper somewhere. You know, people are all over the place.
Now they're going to talk about whether or not it is alternating possession.
Is that a situation where the ball would be taken out at half court, Johnny?
Well, P.J. Pitts verifying that everything's accurate. No, I mean, O'Neill has 7-8 inches on these guys. Yes, he's large. Yes, he's hard to guard in the post. Yes, these guys from Lanesville have to do everything they can, but...
Well,
yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. Hagen Knepp back in the game here. 3:17 to play. Lanesville has caught fire and made 4 3-pointers, and yet the score is 43-23 Bar Reef. Quentin Yoder is also a weapon on the bench.
And there's going to be a tie-up and a timeout. Lanesville going to regain possession. It's going to be a 30. We'll go ahead and take one. 3:04 left, third quarter, 43-23. Back to Ligoti after this 30-second timeout.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Back at Ligoti, 3:04 left, third quarter, 43-23.
Lanesville leads this quarter 14-13 as they trail by 21 at the half. Still down 20 here, 3:04 showing. O'Neill on the bench with 4 fouls, but it's been all Barre basically from the tip.
Barre still man-to-man on defense right here. Lanesville, you mentioned those 4 threes in the quarter to kind of stay in the game. Little dribble drive, and they're going to get a foul. I think that's going to be on Hagen.
They got a piece of the arm there.
It's going to put Reynolds at the line to shoot two.
Griffin Reynolds, his first opportunity to get into the scoring column. Quentin Yoder patiently waiting at the table.
First free throw is short. He'll have another. Quentin in. Austin going to sit down.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the man behind the microphone here for 45-plus years, Greg Johnson. Outstanding at his craft here as he continues to be the voice of the Lions and the voice of sectional and regional basketball here at Ligoti.
He gets the second, 43-24, Bryson. Quentin. And just a horrible pass.
8 turnovers for Barre.
And Barre going to take it back. And here comes Gladish on the run out. Layup, got it. Good job by Barre picking it back up, 45-24.
Lanesville turned it over just as quickly as Barre did. Bryson picked it up and hit Gladish for a layup.
Lanesville still with the dribble drive. Going to be poked away. And Quentin going to pick it up. Here comes Gladish. Gabe with it, crossing the timeline. And let's see what the Vikings are going to try to get done right here. Gave out to Bryson.
Clear out for Bryson.
And he finds Quentin. Quentin's layup no good. No foul called.
No foul.
Yeah. Here comes Lanesville with it again. Coming up on a minute 30. Lanesville still going dribble drive here. Another three going to be put up. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Bryson.
Gladish leads Barre with 13 points. Minute 15 to play here.
Bryson, little floater in the lane, no good. Quentin going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Can't keep Yoder off the glass. Yoder 4-4 at the line. That foul whistled on to Spain. Now 5-5. So Quentin having his best day at the free throw line all season. 46-24, Barre. We got this one under control, although Lanesville has heated up a little bit here in the third quarter. Yoder rebounds his miss, and nobody blocks him out. So he'll trade a one for a two. Yoder with nine.
So we're under a minute, 48-24. Another triple put up by Lanesville, no good. And there's going to be a tie-up, possession arrow back to Barre with 39.9.
Yoder got his hands on that one, scrapped for it. Mike, is this Barre's biggest lead here at 24?
It is the biggest lead of the game.
Doubled them up at this point, 48-24. Bikes will take it out. Breaking the action here as the Zebras need to clean up some sweat on the floor. Jack Coffer will return for Lanesville. O'Neill Nainsco getting a break. Number 12, Jensen Philpott into the game for the first time. A lot of sophomores on this Lanesville squad.
So Barre with the basketball, Bryson.
30 seconds. We'll see if Barre's going to hold for a last one.
I think that's what's going to happen. Bryson. Behind the back dribble. He's going to bag it out. Hagan. Hagan's going to shoot it anyway. Got it.
Hi, Hagan.
That's so Hagan. Josh Thompson looks at him and says, what are you doing?
That's so Hagan.
50 to 24. We're at 5 seconds left. Lanesville, little runner. They got it.
Oh.
And that is going to do it. After three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings lead it 50 to 26. Back for the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor, Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Ever Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Do you want to know your home is safe when you're away? Are you a business owner needing a security system? Area 1 Protection Services is locally owned and operated and on the job for you. Coy Graber and the team at Area 1 offer home and business security systems at low prices. And the monthly monitoring fee is only $15. Call today and give yourself peace of mind, knowing your belongings are safe. 812-787-0140. Area 1 Protection Services is rooting for the Barre Vikings this weekend.
50-26, Johnny.
Barre extends their lead. It was 21 at the half. 24 now.
Keyshawn Whitmer
Keyshawn Whitmer checked
in for the Vikings.
Okay. Good to see Keyshawn out there wearing number 20. One of six Bar Eve seniors. Four on the floor along with a freshman.
Quentin Yoder, Gabe Gladish, and layup is good.
Nice finish by Despain over Yoder. So four seniors on the floor along with Sohagan.
And Gladish gets himself caught. Timeout. Forced by Lanesville. It's a 30. We'll go ahead and take it. 7:36 left. 50-28. Vikings by 22. Back after this 30-second timeout.
Are you looking for affordable and dependable weekly trash service? Or are you planning your next spring cleaning project? At Your Disposal Trash Service is Davies County's only locally owned and operated trash service provider. They specialize in residential, commercial, and roll-off dumpster service, and also offer complete building cleanouts. Ryan and the crew are focused on customer service, with no environmental fees and no fuel surcharges. Easy-to-understand pricing and hassle-free billing. Call At Your Disposal today at 812-296-6000 for all your trash and junk removal needs. Good luck, Vikings.
50-28, Bar Eve basketball.
Vikes forced into a 30-second timeout as Gladish was double-teamed. He held on to it too long. Now it's Keyshawn handling it.
Gabe Gladish. Keyshawn Whitmer going to step for a three. It misses everything.
Woo. Came in a little strong, did Keyshawn.
Lanesville with it. On the baseline, Gladish going to foul Kevin Despain.
Ainsco and O'Neill remain on the bench.
Down the lane, shot up and good by Miller, 50-30.
Miller over Keyshawn there. That's a tough shot to make.
Isaac Wagler's got it. There's going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow back to Bar Eve. With a 20-point lead and 6:53.
Here comes Bryson Graber. He's going to get back in there and handle the basketball.
Keegan back in as well. Quentin going to sit down. Lanesville is not going to stop playing. That is not in their DNA.
Down 20, 50-30, but they're going to do everything they can to cut into that deficit.
Isaac's got it. Keegan. And he's going to be fouled on the catch. Are you going to get it on the baseline? Hagan off the inbounds, pull up, no good. Keegan going to have it poked away on the rebound. Barry going to get it on the baseline again.
Good look from Hagan.
Gladish will key it in this time.
Can't complain about a 20-point lead, but man, Bar Eve has had opportunities to run away with this game. They haven't shot a great percentage.
Bryson, Gabe going to set for a three. Got it.
Boy, you could hear him hit his head after he drilled that three. He got wiped out. Should have had a free throw there after the three. Gabe Gladish with a team-high 16, game-high 16, including four from distance.
53-30. Another triple put up by Lanesville. No good. Keegan with a rebound. Bryson's got it.
Motion wide.
And Bryson going to be fouled on his drive to the bucket, and Bar Eve going to be in the bonus the rest of the game.
Actually, that is six. We're going to make them take it out of bounds one more time.
Mm-hmm.
5:51.
So on the inbounds, Bryson Graber. Keegan. Wild shot, no good. Lanesville going to pick it up.
That was a wild shot. You could definitely classify it that.
Lanesville, long two, no good. Hagen with a rebound. Gets it off to Gabe. Bryson with it. Gabe going to set for another one. Swish!
Gladish needs two. Five threes for the senior sharpshooter. You feel like he's kind of got the hot hand right now. And just an opportunity maybe even to get to the free throw line.
Lanesville with it in the lane. Shot off the backboard. No good. Bryson going to get it ahead. Isaac going to have it tapped out of bounds. Barrie going to get it on the baseline. 4:59 left. All Vikings, 56-30.
5 minutes to another Barrie regional championship.
There's on the inbounds. Good little slip by Keegan. Lays it up and in. 58-30. And the Vikings have thrown the knockout punch.
Give O'Neal 12. Give Bryson 8 assists.
And foul on his way to the bucket is going to be Connor Nollett. They're going to get it on Isaac. It's his second.
Five team fouls on Barrie. They'll take it out of bounds. Ben Stacy. He's a senior into the game.
Another three, no good. Keegan with a rebound. Here comes Bryson. Bryson. Hagen. He's going to back it out. And Hagen going to be fouled, going to put him at the line. .427 left. Barrie will be in the bonus the rest of the game.
Hagen Knepp with six, looking to add to that total. The freshman's played an outstanding regional.
Hagen got it. He'll have another one. 59-30.
At this point in the season, you're thinking, Hagen's really not a freshman.
He
struggled early because he was not healthy, but he's really been outstanding here in the past 6 weeks. 8 points for Hagen.
60-30 now.
60-30 as Ainsco is going to check back in just a moment.
Long two going to be put up. Got it.
Griffin Reynolds.
Bryson Graber, 4 minutes left in the game. Hagen, Bryson's got it again. Bryson, Keegan again, buries his man, layup good, 62-32.
Give it to Reynolds. Timeout, Lanesville. We'll take a full as well. You're listening to General 95.9. It's 62-34, all Barrie back in 60 seconds.
Are you looking for affordable and dependable weekly trash service? Or are you planning your next spring cleaning project? At Your Disposal Trash Service is Davies County's only locally owned and operated trash service provider. They specialize in residential, commercial, and roll-off dumpster service, and also offer complete building cleanouts. Ryan and the crew are focused on customer service, with no environmental fees and no fuel surcharges. Easy-to-understand pricing and hassle-free billing. Call At Your Disposal today at 812
256-6000 for all your trash and junk removal needs. Good luck, Vikings.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena here as Bar Reeve comes out of the timeout. Lanesville trailing 62-34. On the floor, the Viking starters here, Gladish, Bryson Graber, Isaac Wagler, Keegan O'Neill, and Austin Ainsco. We are anxiously awaiting perhaps Gabe Gladish's opportunity to get to 1,000. He needs two.
And there, Gabe down the lane, got it. And that's the 1,000th point for Gabe Gladish.
I don't know if I could have set that up any better. He went and got it. Gabe Gladish scores 999 and 1,000 on the layup. Quentin Yoder is going to check in.
And it's going to be.
Here comes everybody.
Sub City.
Keyshawn Whitmer, Jensen Whitmer, Devin Graber, Jacob Wagler, and Gabe Gladish just got his 1,000th point, folks.
Yeah, that's 1,000.
21 points is what he needed, and 21 points is what he got.
So on the floor, you got Quentin Yoder, Keyshawn Whitmer, Jensen Whitmer, Jacob Wagler, Devin Graber. Shot up off the glass, no good. Ball on the floor. And Lanesville going to get a timeout. It's a full. We'll go ahead and take another one. 2:56 left. Almost celebration time. 64-34. Back to Ligoti after this 1 minute timeout.
Springtime means warmer weather and Jeeps. Take the top off and cruise the open road in a new Jeep Wrangler. Washington Chrysler Center is stocked with a great selection of new 2019s, now featuring the new Sky One Power Top with remote control. Taking the top off has never been easier. Washington Chrysler has a limited number of 2018 Jeep Wranglers now below dealer invoice at $33,887. It's Jeep Freedom Days at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save big now on all new Jeep Wranglers at Washington Chrysler, downtown Washington. Tony Showalter and the team at Kemper CPA in Washington is pulling for the Barre Vikings this weekend in the Ligoti Regional. Congratulations on that sectional title. Keep on rolling in the tournament. Tax time is here. If you need help with those taxes, personal or business, put the professionals at Kemper CPA on the job for you. Kemper CPA is at 414 South State Road 57 in Washington, just past the Business 50 intersection. Call for an appointment at 812-254-0938.
Lanesville with the basketball. 2:50 left in the game. Triple put up by Lanesville. No good. Ball knocked around. And they're going to get a block on Devin Graber.
Devin Graber always finds a way to get into the scorebook, this time via the foul. Devin Graber, ultra-aggressive. But he'll find a way. And Tyson Knepp, the sophomore, is waiting to replace Quentin Yoder.
Free throw is good, 64-35.
Quentin Yoder's had an excellent regional.
And Yoder gets a big hand from the Viking crowd.
Jonas Powers for Lanesville.
And second free throw by Lanesville, good. A couple of subs here for the Eagles.
Powers and Warnert.
Keyshawn Whitmer with the basketball. Still with it. Trying to get somebody open. There's Devin Graber. Devin over to Tyson. Back to Devin.
Under 2.5.
Devin with it still. Hands it back to Keyshawn. Jacob Wagler. Devin. Tell you what, Johnny, I'm going to take the headset off.
Okay.
I'm going to turn the microphone on. I'll let you take the last 2 minutes after the post-game break. Give me the thumbs up, and we'll be down on the floor.
Jensen Whitmer with a basketball. He finds Devin Graber. Three. Sophomore Devin Graber. Not only does he have a foul, he's got a three-pointer. 67-36 Bar Eve. Biggest lead for the Vikings now, 31 points. And Lanesville's Jonas Powers misses, handled by Jacob Wagler. And Jacob Wagler's going to have a chance to score as well. He's going to be fouled. 67-36, a minute 37 to play here. Lanesville's going to empty their bench. Ty Tidstrom, number 25. Number 12, Jensen Philpott back in. Ashton Smith, number 15. So Jacob Wagler's free throw up and good. The junior can really shoot the basketball. His first point, 68-36, all Bar Eve here at Jack Butcher Arena. Make it 69-36. Minute 30 remaining. My sidekick, Mike DeCourcy, already headed to the floor where he can discuss this regional championship with all those a part of it. Jensen Whitmer comes up with a steal. Another Lanesville turnover here. Minute and 15. Bar Eve thoroughly in command, 69-36. Basketball. Keyshawn to Jacob Wagler to Jensen Whitmer. Back to Keyshawn. Under a minute. Keyshawn being hounded out front by Ty Tidstrom. 50 seconds to play. Jacob Wagler to Keyshawn to Devin Graber. Devin sniffing the rim. He finds Tyson Knepp. Tyson gets hammered. No call. They're going to give the ball back to Bar Eve here, 38.2. Gabe Gladish, folks, 21 points. He needed all 21 to get to 1,000, and that last two-point field goal got the senior sharpshooter to 1,000 points. Congratulations to Gabe Gladish. Isaac Wagler had two first-half threes for six. Bryson Graber, 2 points to go with at least 8 assists. 25 seconds to play here, 69-36 Bar Eve. Jacob Wagler has a couple of free throws. Devin Graber, a three ball. Hagen Knepp had 8 points tonight. Keegan O'Neill with 14 points. Quentin Yoder, 9 points. Bar Eve, 10 seconds to play. Keyshawn Whitmer holding the basketball. And they are going to win the regional back-to-back. 69-36, the Vikings, Class A regional champions for the second straight season. They also win their 19th consecutive game at Jack Butcher Arena. 19 straight on the Ligoti home floor for Bar Eve, and they will await their next opponent as well as the location to be determined, the Sima State.
Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
Give me a thumbs up whenever you're ready.
I'm looking for you. Where are you, buddy? Mike DeCourcy there on the floor. And he's talking to me here. So Mike's with Aaron Ash. And
we are, is that a thumbs up, Johnny?
Yeah.
That is a thumbs up.
Mike DeCourcy
live
on the floor.
Down on the floor as the game ball being presented to the captain, 69-36. Bar Eve moves on to the semi-state next Saturday. And it was a dominant performance from the early going. Students getting ready to head out to the floor.
Here they come.
And here
Storm
they come. Let's hope everybody is okay in the pile. 69-36. Vikings tonight. We are joined now in a post-game show by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. Coach, it's your third time in this gym in a regional championship game. Did you ever think your first win would be 69-36?
Absolutely not, Mike. And, you know, this stuff is just unbelievable to think where life takes you and just give all the glory to the Lord. These kids played phenomenal today. They won a really tough game, but, again, just give all the glory to him.
You know, after this morning's tough contest, it was clear from the opening tip tonight these kids were not going to be denied.
No. And again, I think whenever you have senior leadership like we do, kids that have been here before, it's way more about that than it is what coaches do. But I'm going to give a real quick shout-out to Trey Showalter and Craig Knepp. They had Lanesville, and they had us unbelievably ready to go tonight for this game.
And, I mean, certainly you could tell there was just not a lot you missed. And I, you know, even felt like you hate to complain about anybody in a 33-point win, but even the shots we missed early in the first quarter, I mean, wide open, out of offense. I mean, it was done to a T tonight. That was a clinic.
No, we had great looks in the first half, and, you know, missed a couple layups. And, you know, but just proud of the kids because they came out here and they knew Lanesville was a quality basketball team, runs a dribble drive. And, you know, we had some mismatches on the defensive end, but I really felt like our guys sucked it up for the most part, and we really did a great job guarding.
Coach, get out there with your people.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, Barrie coach Josh Thompson. Vikings win it tonight 69-36 in a clinic. And I'm making my way over because I got to him last week. I'm getting to him first this week. John Mullen, it's our guy.
Isaac.
The one, the only, Isaac Wagler. That was a clinic, Isaac.
Yeah, I don't know. We just came out, played our game, 1-3-1, worked this time. We bounced back, had a better focus than this morning, and we want to go back to semi-six. We want to go all the way this year.
You know, I obviously we had a tough game this morning, 7-1 and 7-1, but, you know, I think there were a lot of you guys I talked to that just felt like maybe, I'm not going to say you weren't ready, but just certainly not sharp. From the opening tip tonight, it was obvious what was going to happen.
Yeah, I played terrible this morning, and I came out from the get-go, and I was ready. I wanted to make everyone around me better, and I didn't care if I scored or not, but I wanted to win.
Well, and when you did, we got Mom getting a picture. We got to act like it's a really big interview right here.
Yeah.
Still nothing from the other semi-state, and I know you really don't care who we play, just the fact that we're playing.
Yeah, I wanted to play Morristown, get another shot at them, but they got beat this morning. But, I mean, it's not anything we can control, so whoever they throw at us, we'll take, I guess, next week.
All right, Isaac, we will catch you back at the gym here in a minute.
Thanks, big guy.
All right, Barrie Senior Isaac Wagler, another phenomenal day today as the Vikings 69-36 here tonight in this very hot, very crowded Jack Butcher Sports Arena. And making my way into the belly of the beast right here.
Yes, you are.
And I'm going to grab him, the senior who got in, played some minutes tonight, Keyshawn Whitmer. Keyshawn, it is hot in the middle of this crowd.
It is. It really is.
Talk for a second, Keyshawn. Obviously, we didn't play well this morning. 7-1 had a lot to do with it. It was obvious from the opening tip tonight that this was going to be a different deal.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just going back and talking before we came, you know, staying focused and coming out here playing focused, playing like we're the better team, like we knew we were. We didn't do that this morning, but we did it tonight.
Well, still nothing from the other semi-state, and I guess you don't really care who we play next week.
No, we're gonna start preparing next week and get ready for next Saturday.
All right, Isaac, Keyshawn, congratulations, and we will catch you back at the gym.
All right, thanks, Nico.
All right. That is Viking senior Keyshawn Whitmer. And just down in the middle of this madness here on the floor, Bar-Eve wins the regional championship again. Making my way over to my guy, 6'8 Keegan O'Neill, as he's grabbing a shirt. Keegan, I mean, it's pretty obvious. We did not play very well this morning. Tonight, whole different deal, and you could tell it from the minute that the ball was thrown up.
Exactly. We didn't come with a focus. We didn't come ready to play this morning, and the coaches made sure we were ready with walkthrough and shoot around before our second game tonight, so we came ready to play right off the buses tonight.
I mean, it just seemed like time and time again, you just had your guy. You know, you did have a size advantage tonight. Did not this morning, but you just, I mean, you buried your guy under the rim, and, I mean, it was pretty automatic when you got the ball.
Yeah, well, it's tough being this big and having such a little defender because, you know, the referees think that I'm not allowed to try to touch the little defender, try to get my position. So I had four fouls just trying to get my position. But, you know, if I got the ball, it was going in the hole.
Well, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, any idea who you would want to play next week, or do you even care?
I don't care. Send us to Seymour.
Keegan O'Neill, one of the few Vikings that wants to go to Seymour. Keegan, we will catch you at the gym later on.
See you next week.
All right. That is Bar-Eve. Big junior Keegan O'Neill. Vikings win it tonight, 69-36. Got Austin Ains go down on the floor right now. Austin, you were the hero this morning, not only guarding the 7-1 Noah Hoopman, but also stepping out and making those two big threes to kind of get us some space. And then tonight, you know, I know we didn't play that well this morning. Tonight, it was clear from the opening tip what was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm proud of my guys. They really put forth the effort tonight and got us out to a great start. And once we got out to the start, we just kept the lead going.
You know, and I thought even in a 33-point win, you know, we still had – it just seemed like all the sets that we ran, the offense we ran, we got exactly what we wanted every time. And, you know, you don't want to get greedy, but that was as close to a clinic as you're going to get.
Yeah, I got to give a lot of credit to Bryson because Bryson is the passer of the group. I mean, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't get a lot of looks we get.
So the other semi-state's going on right now. And I don't have any updates. I don't know anything.
You can't hear
any
me.
Any idea on who you want to play next
Bloomfield
week or
34.
Do you care?
I mean, I don't really care.
Greenwood, 33.
Washington.
End of the third quarter.
I want to be at Washington this time.
Keegan wants to be at Seymour. You want to be at Washington. I'm guessing most of the guys are going to want to be at the Hatchet House.
Yeah. I can't speak for Keegan, but I think most of the team would be wanting Washington.
All right. Well, Austin, congratulations, and we will catch you back at the gym here in just a little bit.
Thank you.
That is 6'6", senior Austin Ainsco, as the Vikings win it tonight. A virtual clinic, and Bar-Eve moves to 25-2. And into the regional next week, still unsure where that, or into the semi-state, excuse me, still unsure where that semi-state is going to be played. Still making our way around the floor. I'm grabbing him here, senior Jensen Whitmer, 69-36 tonight, Jimmer. And I know we didn't come out with a great effort this morning. Tonight was a clinic.
Tonight, yeah, we came out with a focus, and we're ready to go. And the way we played this morning, I knew we wanted to play a lot better this afternoon because it was horrific this morning. But yeah,
obviously, it was a situation where even in the first quarter, where we had a chance to really blow the game open, it seems like we ran great offense. Maybe didn't score all the time, but it seemed like every set, every little movement that we had was working.
Yeah, I think all the sets we ran, we especially worked like this in practice overall, make sure we had every set, you know, down pat. And I think we executed them really well, so yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask you the question. Next week at semi-state, you want to play at Seymour or do you want to play at the Hatchet House?
That's a tough question because, I mean, I like Seymour a lot, but, I mean, it's also nice to be close to home at Washington, but, yeah, I'm not really sure.
You're just glad we're playing is what
I mean, I'm just glad we're playing, yeah, exactly.
All right, Jimmer, congratulations, and we will catch you back at the gym here in a little bit.
Thank you.
All right, that is Bar Eve, senior Jensen Whitmer. Vikings making their way up the ladder here. Going to start getting some net. Still looking for a couple people. And here's some of my eighth graders, John Mullen, still looking for Hagan and Gabe Gladish, amongst other people. And John Mullen playing a game of getting warmer, getting colder, getting warmer, getting colder. And still look. Hey, there he is.
There we go. Hugs for Mike DeCourcy and Gabe
Love
Gladish.
Love this kid, Gabe Gladish. Gabe, 21 points. You were at 1,000, and this was a clinic tonight.
Oh, my God. It feels great to finally get it off my shoulders. Now I can just go out there and relax and have even more fun than I've already had. And I can't wait to keep this trip going with this fantastic team.
You know, early in the game, it seemed like we really played fantastic tonight. All the sets worked. Just our offense was terrific. And even then, you did not have a hot start this morning early in the game, but you kept at it, you kept at it. And in the second half, that basketball started to go in the hoop.
Well, you know, like everybody says, shooters are going to shoot. And I'm happy I did because it paid off. And I finally started to hit some shots. And, you know, it's just amazing.
How many shots would you estimate that over the years you have shot with your dad?
Oh, my God. I don't think I can put a number on it, honestly. I'd say I'd have to have shot close to 10,000.
I would say that maybe that many and even more. Well, I'll ask you this. Next week, do you want to play at Seymour or do you want to play at Washington?
Everybody I hear says they want to play at Washington just because it's closer, but there's so much history at Seymour with all our teams, and I'd honestly love to go to Seymour again.
I'm just glad we're playing at one of the two places.
Me too.
Gabe, congratulations. Catch you back at the gym.
Hey, thank you.
All right. It's Bari senior, Gabe Gladish, Vikings leading scorer. He gets those 21 points for 1,000 tonight. And Bari moving on to the semi-state next week, 69-36 over Lanesville tonight. And both ladders are out here down on the floor. You got Keyshawn Whitmer climbing it right now. Hi, Hagan Knepp.
Hello, Mr. DeCourcy.
How are you doing?
You know, pretty good. It's all right.
Just another day in Viking Nation.
Just another day in the office.
We didn't play well this morning.
No.
Why did we play better tonight?
Because if we didn't play good tonight, we'd probably lose.
So, from the beginning of the game, it was clear that we were absolutely, positively not going to be denied tonight.
Oh, no, we got the dub. We knew coming in, this is our house. Our house. We had to win.
So, the message from the coaching staff, obviously, I said it on a little film, scouting report, but obviously, it was, hey, we got to clean some stuff up here tonight.
That, exactly. We looked bad in the first game. Now we look better, I guess.
So I'll ask you what everybody else, what I've asked everybody else. We're going to Seymour or we're going to Washington. Where do you want to play next week?
Washington.
Hagan Knepp is on record. He wants to play at the Hatchet House. And that is all we need to know. If Hagan says it, John Mullen, then so shall it be done. As Bar Eve still on the floor, climbing the nets, climbing the ladders. And it is a joyful, joyful celebration tonight. Bar Eve with a convincing win, 69-36. And it's not like me to break up a conversation, but Albert, it was your birthday last Saturday.
Last Saturday.
Has it been a birthday party for a week now?
It's still my birthday. If I might be so bold as to
Well, I tell you what, to see the Vikings make it to a semi-state 2 years in a row, you know, many try, if you just get there one time, it's something, but this is, what, our sixth or seventh semi-state. So all I say is so glad for the coaches, for the boys, the parents, and all of them. They certainly deserve it. It's been an unbelievable road and a very unselfish team. Maybe some don't feel that way when you look out there, but hey, you look at who was top scorer this morning, and he was, you know, it just back and forth, just back and forth.
I'll ask you, Albert, and you're the president emeritus of Bar Eve Community School Corporations. You've had every role that you can possibly think of and then some. We're on to the semi-state next week. Where does Charles Albert Cavanaugh want you to go on record? Do we want to be Albert at the Hatchet House or back at Seymour?
Well, I tell you what, you go a few miles down the road now. Hey, that's not too big of a question to answer. I'd like to see Washington, but wherever we get sent, we'll be there.
They can send us to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Albert, and I don't think we would care. We'd find a way to get there.
I think probably all these people would be there too.
Albert, we'll catch you back at the gym.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike.
That is
Go Vikings.
That is Charles Albert Cavanaugh. And I don't grab parents too often, but I'm going to grab one right now. Scott Gladish. And Scott, I asked Gabe earlier how many shots he would estimate over the years he shot with you. You know, it's thousands and thousands and thousands. But certainly it's nice for him to get that 21 points, get that 1,000 mark, do it closing out a regional. Pretty special night.
It was a pretty special night, Mike. I ain't going to lie. A lot of hours have went into the gym, and I think he's very deserving of the 1,000 points that he got. He's worked hard to get there, but couldn't have done it without all the teammates he's had over the years and all the great coaching he's had from different camps and the Bar Reef faculty and stuff like that. So, yeah, you got to thank everybody that's been involved with it to help him get there.
You know, he was, it was a situation where I think even early in the game, you know, I think the offense was, you know, it was designed to get him the ball. I thought he had some good looks. He didn't start well, 1 for 6, I think. But as he just said, shooters, you know, they keep shooting, and then they're in the second quarter, and then into the second half, the ball really started going through the rim.
Yeah, he got off to a slow start, got the great looks. He had two or three of them kind of go in and out and early on, but as we say, shooters shoot, and you know what, I try to keep the official stats in my head. I think I had him for 5 for 11 for the night, somewhere in there. So as a shooter from three-point range, you'll take that. You know, I think that their zone kind of let us have some good open looks out there, which is what we wanted to get, you know, and eventually just started falling. So,
well, I'll ask you, I've asked all the kids, where do you want to go next week? It's a neat situation, a lot of history at Seymour, of course, but man, that Hatchet House 7 miles down the road, mighty enticing.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I mean, Seymour does have a lot of tradition for us, and we've had a lot of success there over the years, but it's the Hatchet House definitely. It's my favorite, one of my favorite places to go to and watch basketball games, and generally Gabe shoots the ball pretty well there. So,
yes, Hatchet House.
Yeah, Hatchet House it is.
All right, Scotty, hey, get back with your family. Keegan O'Neill back in the background yelling Seymour. But I think Albert voted Washington and Scott Gladish voted Washington. That's all that should matter.
That's right. That's all that matters.
Scotty, congratulations, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, that is Scott Gladish. Working my way around eventually here to Bar Eve superintendent Travis Madison. And Vikings win it tonight. They win it convincingly, 69-36. And with Bar Eve superintendent Travis Madison and coach, obviously it's been a difficult summer through tonight. You got coaching changes and you know, there's new routines, and I know you went through a coaching change when you were in high school, and I know it's tough to do. But I tell you what, these kids, they've responded well, 25-2, and they put on a clinic tonight.
Well, and that's really what it's all about. It's the kids. And I know last year whenever, you know, we were looking, we had the search, and I know some of the seniors reached out to me, and we'd sat and talked, and I told them that I'd gone through kind of the same thing where we had a coach that ironically was on the bench today over at Evansville Day School that left to take a job at Jasper right before our senior year. And we were able to get a coach that was a rookie coach at that time, and we ended up going undefeated and really wouldn't have had it any other way. And I'm just happy for these kids just really as resilient as they are. And that's one thing that us adults, we get all caught up in some of these things. We don't realize kids are going to bounce back a heck of a lot better than we will. And can't say enough about the senior class, the leadership they've shown, and just really, you know, those kids all year long just had great attitudes and have come every game ready to play. And you can tell they care about each other. You can tell that they pull for each other. And the coaching staff as well. I mean, obviously all of them stuck around, and I think they've complimented Josh real well. And Coach Thompson's come in and just done a great job with the kids and being positive with the kids. We've made the best out of the situation, and we're back where we were last year. And hopefully we get up there and take care of business wherever they send us and have another trip to Indianapolis.
Obviously you can tell a lot about a team and a group of kids and how they respond. And you know, we did not play very well this morning against Evansville Day. They had a good game plan. And, of course, you got 7-1 in there, erasing any mistake that you make. Certainly a big deal, but you know, I think you can tell the makeup of a group of kids and a coaching staff by how you respond. And this is a clinic tonight.
Yeah, they certainly the fourth quarter they put on today, they did a nice job just basically making plays when they had to, and then coming out tonight and coming out and doing the things they needed to do. Didn't make it too difficult. They didn't make it complicated. Just like we talked about last week, they approached it very businesslike, came in, executed the game plan, and we knew we were going to be able to hurt them with our pressure, and we did. And made them take some tough shots, and then we were able to get going early. And again, just it was nice to see a lot of different kids get involved tonight. It's a way you want to finish one of the best. I think it's always the best day in the tournament is regional Saturday. So two games in one day, great atmosphere here at Lagodi, and just couldn't be happier for the kids.
What do we have on the playlist for the pep session?
Got a little bit of everything. We'll throw in some 80s. Doyle.
Stunning.
Usually Doyle has a few requests. He's a big Tina Turner fan, so we got to throw in one of his songs. And so we'll have a lot of fun, and that's the one thing. I guess when you're in charge, you can play the music, and nobody really – they can complain, but it's really not going to change anything. So.
All right. Well, Dr. Madison, we will catch you back at the gym.
Yes, thank you, sir.
All right. That is Bar-Eve Superintendent Travis Madison. Vikings win it tonight. 69-36 in convincing fashion. Trying to grab a couple more of our guys here. It's like getting through a hurricane. Quentin Yoder, inventor of the noise pillow and now regional champion. Quentin, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
We didn't play well this morning.
No. Hey, easy. No, we didn't.
That was a fellow teammate, Austin Ainsco, using your abdominals as a punching bag.
Yeah, it didn't feel good.
But, hey, a lot better tonight. What was the message in the locker room after the game this morning? You know, I sat in a lot of the scouting report and everything else, and I tell you what, it was a clinic tonight. What was the message the coaches and maybe you guys had with each other?
After the game today, we were just grateful to get past Evansville Day and be able to play in the night game tonight. And before the game, we knew we had a size advantage coming into the game, so we tried to use our size advantage to as best as we could. So I think we did a good job of that.
Well, I'll ask you. I've asked everybody else. They're going to send us to Washington, or they are going to send us to Seymour. Where do you want to go?
I'd prefer the 15-minute drive personally, but either way, it's going to be a great atmosphere, a great place to play in. So in that sense, I really could care less.
As long as they tell you can play next week, you're good?
I'm 100% fine with it.
All right, Q, congratulations. We will catch you back at the gym.
Thank you.
All right, that's Bar-Eve Senior Quentin Yoder and the Vikings, as we mentioned, moving on 69-36. And we are in chaos down here, John Mullen. I mean, absolute chaos. So what I am going to do, Johnny, I'm going to throw it back up to you. If you want to give any final stats, player of the game, I don't know what you've got so far, and you can go ahead and sign us off, but we're down here on the floor. Vikings win it tonight, 69-36. Johnny, it's all you, buddy.
All right, Mike DeCourcy, again, your final here at Jack Butcher Arena. Bar-Eve 69, Lanesville 36, repeat regional champions for the Vikings. Tonight's Bill Dobson, four-tough player of the game. none other than senior sharpshooter Gabe Gladish. Gabe Gladish had 971 points coming into this morning. He scored just 8, needed 21 to hit the magic number 1,000. 5 threes and 3 twos later, Gabe Gladish with 21. As soon as he got his 21st and 1,000th point, Coach Thompson was ready to not only pull him, but the rest of his starters with about 3 minutes to go. Gladish leads the Vikings tonight with 21. He's your Bill Dobson four-tub player of the game. The Vikings, the ship sails on. It will be Sima State Saturday to be determined at Washington or Seymour. An update in the other regional final at Martinsville. And with 2 minutes to play, it's Bloomfield 45, Greenwood Christian 41. So a barn burner at Martinsville. It could be SWIAC member Bloomfield, and it could be 7 miles away at the Hatchet House. Could it be a Barre Bloomfield Sima State contest in Washington? We will know in just a little while. However, the regional pep session will take place at Barre in approximately 35 to 40 minutes. It's the Vikings, easy winners tonight by 33 points after surviving day school 48-41 this morning. Lanesville bows out at 15-12. Barre moves to 25-2. The Vikings headed back to the Sima State. First-year coach Josh Thompson getting the Vikes back to where they got to last year. Of course, last year at Seymour, it was Morristown winning and going on to take the 2018 state championship. Again, Greenwood Christian Academy, Bloomfield, and it was Bloomfield by 4 with 2 minutes to play. And in the 2A regional, Linton leads Tell City by 5 with about 3 minutes to play. So Southern Indiana being well represented, Barre always representing Montgomery well. For Mike DeCourcy, for everyone taking care of us back at the station, I'm John Mullen. It's been a pleasure here. The Vikings, 19 straight and counting at Jack Butcher Sports Arena. It is another Barre regional championship. You're listening to the General 95.9. Good night, everybody.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
It's tax time. Uncle Sam has given you back your hard-earned money, and you want to get the most of every dollar. At Bill Dobson Ford, we have a large inventory of new and used vehicles, and we have payments to fit any budget. Come to Bill Dobson Ford and spend your tax dollars on something you really need: reliable transportation. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson
Ford. Barre Vikings. This concludes coverage of Barre Sports on Four Star Country, the General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.